These so-called navigator organizations will train and certify individual navigators to provide one-on-one help to individuals, families, and small businesses in determining their options under the new healthcare exchanges. Department of Vermont Health Access Deputy Commissioner Lindsay Tucker explains that it is a federal requirement.
Part of the Affordable Care Act, the federal law that was passed to set up exchanges in each state, requires that states contract out to at least two different kinds of organizations to do this education, outreach, and enrollment work. And we think it's a great idea to have local organizations who know their communities and know their populations helping Vermonters to access health coverage.
The 18 grants were awarded to social service agencies and business organizations. Four groups are designated statewide coordinating navigator organizations, which will do education, outreach, and enrollment, but also coordinate between all the organizations to assure all needs are met. Champlain Valley Office of Economic Opportunity Executive Director Jan Demers says the group will help connect the community action partnerships across the state.
We are able to reach those people that need to be enrolled in the health benefit exchange. The Vermont Health Connect has made a wonderful progress in being able to look at the ways that we get the information out. They've already started with small businesses. They're going to have a call center. They're going to have an online application that is quite easily accessed and easily understood, and then they're going to have navigators. So they're looking at a varied way of being able to get the information out.
Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility is partnering with the Vermont Grocers Association, the Vermont Retail Association, and the Vermont Medical Society. Executive Director Andrea Cohen says grant funds will be used for direct help to businesses.
We understand from our members that there's a lot of questions, a lot of uncertainty, and frankly some concern about how this transition to the exchange is going to go. And to be candid, a lot of the employers are just really wanting to make sure that their employees are left whole. Over 80% of our membership provides health insurance right now to their employees, and they want to make sure that the decisions they make are not hurting their employees during this transition.
Vermont Campaign for Healthcare Security Executive Director Peter Sterling emphasizes that the navigators are not a new state bureaucracy, but individuals getting to people who need help.
Everyone who got a navigator grant is expected to do direct enrollment work. These navigator grants are training people who can sit down and do direct enrollment help, whether in person or over the phone, to help them figure out what insurance option is most affordable and meets their needs for coverage. So this will actually be one-on-one work with the population that's trying to enroll in the exchange, and I think that's really important.
Navigator training will begin in July, with education and outreach underway in summer and fall. Enrollment in Vermont's healthcare exchange begins October 1st. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.